I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
A new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160
with the three things you need to notice.
Eye on the Hill 2021. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, Governor Spencer Cox, he won the election 64% of the vote. That's pretty popular. He's a pretty popular guy. But he's not afraid to tackle some popular topics. And we're not afraid to exploit him. How about this? I'll just drop the bombshell right now. How about a user fee to drive our roads?
Ew.
I'll pay up. What do you mean, ew? I'll pay up if it means patching potholes faster.
This was part of an editorial board meeting. We had with KSL and Deseret News every week. We have people come in. They kind of share their thoughts. We ask them questions. And this was about the budget. And Governor Cox was asked about the most crucial infrastructure needs in Utah. And along the Wasatch Front, he said it was mass transit. But for rural Utah, it was
the greatest infrastructure need right now in rural Utah is just roads. I mean, it would, if you went to half the cities and towns we went to in these small areas, there were places where you could lose a car in roads. And it sounds so simple, but it's the most fundamental piece of government is, you know, the roads in front of our homes that we so take for granted.
Debbie, you like to travel to the middle of nowhere. You ever almost lost a car in a pothole?
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking of it when I envisioned a car being swallowed up when he said that, but I would think he means is that you go through a pothole and, you know, you bend every tire rim and end up with three flats and a missing tire. Yes, it can be horrible.
Yeah. I hit one time in the middle of nowhere, and I think I knocked out a tooth. I hit it so hard. I'm like, holy cow.
Give you a headache that lasted a day.
Yeah. But the question is, how do you pay for it?
Sure.
Because over the years, the gasoline tax, which funds a lot of this stuff, has lost 70% of its buying power. Ooh. Over the last 15, 16 years.
That's incredible.
And part of that is because cars are getting better miles per gallon. Uh-huh. I've been driving a dumb smart car for the last decade. It gets 42 miles to the gallon.
Oh, really?
I'm not helping anybody's roads.
Right. Well, because the gas tax helps pay for roads, right?
Yes. And now they're trying to figure out how can we afford to invest, fix all of this transportation when we are getting less and less in revenue because of that fuel tax. So the governor's talking about direct mileage charges, expanded tolling. Can you imagine toll roads here in Utah?
Toll roads. That's a big note that I don't like them.
You hate toll roads?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll pay anything as long as I'm not sitting in traffic.
Okay.
Increased registration fees, fuel taxi, all these things that are super unpopular, and the governor knows it.
They are all unpopular, and sometimes we have to make unpopular decisions because that they're the right thing to do. And this will be one of those very difficult decisions. However, it won't be something that just happens from one day to the next. It will be something that happens over the course of the next few years as we start to phase these things in.
Jay Evenson, columnist with the Deseret News, joins us. And Jay, you were the one that actually pressed the governor on this line of questioning. Why are you supporting all these unpopular things like, you know, direct mileage usage fees?
It's like a bowl full of everything you hate, right?
Yeah.
all these things that they're trying to do. But here's the thing. If you want to make that more popular, then at the same time, you do away with gas taxes. So Utah charges 31.4 cents a gallon in state gas tax right now. What if that were to disappear? Would that make it more palatable to do these other things?
Absolutely.
I mean, I've checked. Yeah. I mean, I've checked around this morning at GasBuddy.com, right? There are places in the valley where gas is under $2 a gallon today. Now you take 30 cents off of that. Wow. Great, right?
Wow.
And the other selling point on these other ideas is that it puts more power in the hands of the driver. So if you don't want to pay a toll, then you don't drive on the freeway. So these would be variable tolls, right? We already have this in the carpool lanes. So that when traffic is light, the toll would be light, like 25 cents or so. When traffic is heavy, the toll goes up. And so the idea is people will learn rather quickly, if I can postpone a trip till, say, 10 in the morning, it'll cost me less. So you have more control over what you pay. If you're paying people don't realize we already have a pilot program in Utah. It's been going on for a couple of years now. If you have an electric or hybrid vehicle, you can opt into this per mileage program where you pay 1.5 cents per mile driven, and that money goes against your registration fee. I think it costs an extra $90 to register an electric vehicle in Utah. And so that's kind of the cap right now. You can't pay any more than that in the mileage fee, but that would basically cancel out your registration. So people would have a greater incentive to carpool, right? You'd say, I know this is going to cost me 1.5 cents per mile to get to work. Everybody chip in and give me, you can figure out whatever that would be, and then you carpool. And the whole idea is that this is the way we relieve congestion on the roads. This is the way that we reduce some of the pollution. And we just went through an inversion a couple of days ago, and kind of a reminder of how bad it can get around here.
Well,
there are some good...
And Jay, by the way, we're with Jay Evenson of the Deseret News. Jay, I do not mind the idea of a user fee when I'm driving. It's because I have a fee for everything else. I mean, why not add that? And then if you're willing to get rid of the gas tax, yeah, I could be all in on that.
Yeah, and the question is, are they going to do that? He talked about, Governor Cox talked about phasing this in. And so, you have to phase out that gas tax as you do this. And the goal, I think, is to have this by 2032, to have this complete phase out in place. There's another aspect to this also that needs to be considered, and that is kind of a privacy aspect. If everybody has a transponder in their car saying how far they've driven, there are a lot of people that worry that, the government's going to know where you are at all times and is always keeping track of you. So, and that may be, people may overreact to that, but I think the government needs to take that seriously and have some protections in place for personal privacy.
The governor did say that he felt that usage fees are the fairest way to tax.
Well, I think so. When you consider that right now, if you own an electric car or a hybrid, you're really not paying your fair share of the gas tax. You mentioned it, Dave, that the gas tax is only 70 or has lost 70% of its buying power over the last 15 years. And it's because we've become more fuel efficient. But also, it's kind of unfair to have the electric car owners not paying anything. And so this is a way to make sure everybody pays, because whether you're driving an electric or gas-powered car, you're using the roads, and that requires more maintenance on the roads because, we wear things out. So there's a fairness aspect to this as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I thought it was a great question. I'm glad you poked him a little bit, because it is unpopular. Anytime you're taxing people, it's unpopular. But I think, as you said, if you can phase in one and get rid of the other, then that might take away some of the sting.
All right. We're going to figure out what Team Dave is in a minute, but Team Deb is. User fees. Let's go to use our roads. Charge me. You agree or disagree? I want to hear your thoughts. Now hear Dave's thoughts, too, straight ahead. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. If it's safe to do so, just give us a jingle. We'll put you on the radio straight ahead.
2021 in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The gas tax is drying up. We need to keep our roads up. So would you join Team Deb and say yes to a per mile user fee when you're driving your car? Now, Dave, as you know, I'm not flush with cash. I am on a 21-day financial diet as we speak. But I would buy into it because I feel like if I use it, I should pay more than you do if you don't use it.
But then at the same time, you hate tolls. You hate toll roads.
There's that.
As well.
That's another.
That's totally
let's not go
different.
There right now.
Okay, so this is where I don't like the usage fees. This is why I don't like your idea.
Okay.
And it's really the governor's idea. That's why we're discussing it. And a lot of people don't like the idea of usage fees. And this is why I don't like the idea of this usage fee. Okay. Normally, I like the usage fee, right? But there are certain things in our life that we just have to pay for. Cool. You just have to suck it up and you have to pay for it whether you like it or not.
Such as?
For example, education. Right? Mm-hmm. You don't have any kids in school right now, Deb. You are still paying through the nose for my kids' education. It's just a collective good. You suck it up and you pay for it. Another thing.
Okay.
I don't use the military. Like, I don't just get a call up the military and say, hey, I got a guy that parked in front of my house. Can you remove him? Right? No, there's things we have to pay for that we may not like that we all do. So roads,
bring up a point. Good point.
Roads is part of this.
Well, and think of all of the services that we do call on that need the roads to get to our house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep making my points for me.
Well, I just thought of that. It's like snow plows, fire trucks, police officers. You need your garbage picked up. Okay. Bryce from Springville. Are you on Team Deb or Team Dave? I'm okay with a user fee for our roads. How about you?
I think I'm on Team Dave here. Just the cold hard fact is Utah's amazing, and there's guys like me that drive 85,000 plus miles a year. We have trucks.
Bryce,
to get fuel
whoa,
mileage.
Whoa, whoa! Bryce, did you just say 85,000 miles? Did you
well,
just say
I'm
you drive?
Married. I used to drive more.
85,000 miles in a year?
Are there enough days in a year for that, Bryce? That's a lot. Maybe. What do you do?
I'm a cowboy. I mean, you think of all, and I've done it all in pickup trucks and things of 15 miles to the gallon. I'm pulling four or five horses. I'm stimulating the economy. I'm buying saddles. I'm buying trucks. I'm buying trailers. I'm buying glass. My equipment's wearing out. I'm paying to use these roads all up and down. And by the time you go to Lake Powell, by the time you pull snowmobiles, by the time you take your family up to Bryce Canyon, and you're getting, you know, 10, 15 miles to the gallon in a four-door pickup truck or a fully loaded diesel excursion, and you got kids jumping in and out and buying. I mean, the taxes are phenomenal, and to tell me that we have to pay more, I understand. You said you don't pay anything when you drive your little Leaf or your little electric car.
He carries it, but so, yeah, okay.
You know, but when you're going to Wyoming or, you know, South Dakota, or you're sneaking down to Texas or going over to Nevada or going back up to Idaho, I mean, just Utah is just amazing, and it's a figure eight to some other amazing states, and you just the road is life, and when you're in a pickup truck with a four-wheel drive, and you're fully loaded. It just anyway. I just
Bryce, you don't belong on the radio with us. You belong in the middle of a Chevy truck commercial right now.
I love Bryce. I love this.
Chevy's a good truck. I bought the worst two they ever made, and I've been a Ford guy ever since.
Oh, Bryce is
a Ford
guy. All right, Bryce, we love you even more. Thanks for calling in. That's a great take, and for painting that amazing picture of your life.
Driving 85,000 miles a year, Bryce, you are a marvel. Randy, he's on the line with us right now. Randy, where do you land on the usage fees?
I think it's a good idea. Just to make things more fair, I think probably the easiest way to do it would be every year you have to take your car in or your pay your registration.
Yes.
So part of that yearly examination of your car should be just take a look at your odometer, keep track of the difference, and pay off of that.
No,
that
I like that.
Pays.
Yeah, I like that idea, Randy, because, again, you're not asking someone to have to turn on an app and have the government track you everywhere you go. Just give me an idea at the very end. In fact, my insurance company does that. They ask me to send my odometer reading because it affects my insurance rates.
Yours should be free, even a home for you should be paying no insurance.
Zero. Sorry. I'm not driving ever.
You're still home, socially distanced. Mark from Holiday, good morning. Where do you land on a user fee?
Well, excuse me. I called in on a different matter, the same thing. But I travel a lot, but I travel mostly out of the state. So I put on a lot of miles, but most of my mileage is out of the state of Utah in other states. So I kind of land on the side that I don't like those fees. But the main reason I called in, I have a hybrid because of the mileage I drive. And just recently, the state just changed the use of the HOV lanes. I had a sticker to be able to drive in the HOV lane. I have to remove it. And they gave all the stickers to the electric cars who don't pay fees but get use of the HOV lane, which I think is totally unfair.
Mark, thanks. I forgot about that. I forgot that you that they were taking hybrids off the list and just moving it straight to electric vehicles as an encouragement to buy electric.
So it seems as though, Dave, I can't tell, did we end in a tie? Because I'm okay with the user fee on roads. Now, this wouldn't be for a lot of years, it sounds like, under the plan or the proposals or the ideas pitched by new governor Spencer Cox. I'm okay with the user fee, but how do we land with Team Deb versus Team Dave? You think you won?
Listen, I'll just run out and declare victory, whether I did or not. Did we not get to Tim? Sorry, Tim.
You can call back on Monday when Dave and I are back in the saddle here on KSL News Radio. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11. So, did you set an alarm for 2 a.m. just so you could get the COVID vaccine or get signed up for it? Our friends in Arizona have a 24/7 COVID vaccine site. That's right, 24/7. It's like the 7-Eleven of COVID vaccine sites. Former KSL News Radio reporter Peter Seymour is joining us live in a moment because he's now a reporter in Arizona. He's going to tell us all about it straight ahead.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.